Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast. My name is Regan Casey and I'm going to be taking a look at the endangered species, the great hammerhead shark. There are 9 species of hammerhead sharks worldwide, but the great hammerhead is the largest, reaching a length of up to 20 feet and weighing as much as 1,000 pounds. If you have ever looked up a picture of the great hammerhead, you can see that they have a T-like head structure with their eyes on the outer sides. As said in the website Our Endangered World, the positioning of its eyes gives the fish a 360-degree view in the vertical plane, letting it spot and track prey both above and below its current position with great accuracy. It also has a very strong sense of electrical fields, which are present in all sharks, but are sensitive enough in the hammerheads to detect stingrays hidden under sand on the ocean floor, which you'll learn is very important to their survival later on. But it's also known as one of their adaptations to their habitat. Now, staying along the lines of a habitat, the great hammerhead shark is found all around the globe, although they prefer staying by the coast in subtropical and tropical waters. They love coral reefs, but can also be found in the open ocean. They love staying by the coast because of the amount of stingray they can prey on. For the ecosystem, if the great hammerhead were to go extinct, we would not see a huge effect on the ecosystem, as they're not a keystone species and not very territorial. The only thing they would slightly change would be the population of the stingrays, as it's their main predator would no longer be roaming the seas. Their value within their ecosystem is not very high, although humans can make money off of them after they're killed, which I know is a sad thought. In the food chain, the great hammerhead would be considered a carnivore, but are surprisingly known to practice cannibalism. As said before, they are mainly eat stingrays, but are also known to eat sea mammals, zooplankton, and garbage, sadly. Keeping with the ecosystem, the great hammerheads travel in schools during the day and go out to find their food at night alone. Now you may be asking how these animals reproduce. They reproduce sexually, and the female's gestation period lasts 11 months and will give birth to a range of 13 to 56 pups at a time, which is insane. Now, switching gears, the great hammerheads are case strategists, slow producing and slow to die, in hindsight. Sadly, these sharks are endangered due to the human impact, global warming, and other factors. The water temperatures are changing, causing the sharks to find new homes as they cannot survive in certain temperatures. In research done by the University of Miami, most sharks' body temperatures follow that of the environment. Unlike mammals and some partially endothermic sharks, they're ectothermic and cannot generate their own body heat. Sharks, like other animals, have an ideal range for body temperature, above or below which they are not able to perform basic functions optimally. Like I previously mentioned, humans are a major part of the endangerment as they're using fishing techniques known as shark finning to kill the animals and make profit off of them. The sharks are decreasing fast, making their population numbers very vulnerable. Although I cannot find an exact number of the amount of sharks that are still alive, I do know that they've decreased by a whopping 99%. Although on the brighter side, individuals and bigger groups have begun to make initiatives to stop this problem from occurring and educate people on the problem. Some steps that we need to take to keep them alive would be to stop overfishing, pollution, bring more of an awareness to global warming and animal abuse, which I know is easier said than done. I hope that these species hold out and stay strong as they are incredibly powerful and beautiful animal. However, with the high rates at which they are decreasing, I think it would be a miracle if they stayed alive. And for why I'm interested in this powerful animal? Well, I have a love for ocean and wildlife, but more specifically, in 2008, before the species was endangered, my grampy caught one off the coast of North Key Largo, Florida. The shark was 7 feet long and was brought to the boat after 20 minutes of spinning on a 16-pound rod. If you know anything about fishing, it is very rare for an 180-pound animal to stay on the line connected to a rod of that size. Obviously, my grampy let him go, but having a somewhat personal connection to them made me feel like it was necessary to bring light to their endangerment as people are not treating them right. I hope you all enjoyed and learned a little bit more about this amazing species that is rapidly declining. Thanks for listening. Bye.